This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While the Trump administration has signaled it welcomes the outcome of the third inter-Korean summit as signs of a positive step toward North Korea's commitment to denuclearization, experts point to a lack of specific details on how to achieve that goal. We get more from VOA's Steve Miller.
They're resisting Christine Blinken.
Moon says he and Kim want to move forward together and create a new homeland for the 80 million people on the peninsula.
From Mount Piatu to Mount Hala, we promise to make our beautiful rivers and mountains a land of peace without nuclear weapons and nuclear threats and pass it on to the future generation.
But the Heritage Foundation's Bruce Klinger tells VOA, while Moon did well on inter-Korean aspects of the summit, he fell short in securing concrete measures on denuclearization.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Israel's Air Force chief is meeting Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israel's finding of the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by a Syrian rocket earlier this week. A major general will report on all aspects, including the pre-mission information and the findings of the IDF inquiry regarding the event, an Israeli Defense Forces statement said. 15 Russian military personnel died on Monday after their plane was struck as Syrian air defense systems fired at Israeli war planes. Israel said that its forces carried out an attack on a Syrian military facility used to provide weapons for the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group and that the jets were back in Israeli airspace by the time the Syrian rocket hit the Russian plane. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A massive landslide buried dozens of homes near a central Philippine mountain Thursday. It killed at least 21 people and sent rescuers scrambling to find survivors after some sent text messages pleading for help. The slide surged down on about 30 houses and in two rural villages after daybreak in Naga City. And Police Chief Roderick Gonzalez said that the telephone as he helped supervise the search and rescue. Seven injured villagers called him and from the huge mound of on the earth. President Donald Trump Wednesday toured flood-hit areas of the Carolinas following last week's Hurricane Florence, and he promised strong federal support in the recovery process.
We will be there 100%, and all of the folks from the federal government that are around the table, they're confirming it. That's why we started early, and we'll be here late.
The storm killed nearly 40 people. Thousands remain in shelters. Hundreds of thousands are without power, and swollen rivers continue to threaten communities there. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has overwhelmingly won re-election as leader of his ruling party, assuring him another three-year term in office. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Abe easily defeated former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishibe in Thursday's Liberal Democratic Party leadership election, winning 553 votes to Ishibe's 254. If the 63-year-old Abe serves out his full term, he will become Japan's longest-serving prime minister, a distinction currently held by early 20th-century leader Taro Katsura. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
December 18th will be the day that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will be sentenced for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russia during the presidential transition. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
More than a year ago, Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about meetings he had with Russia's former ambassador to the U.S. and about his Turkish lobbying and research work. Since then, he has been talking with prosecutors with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling and possible ties with Trump associates. Tim McGuire, Washington.
An Egyptian court on Thursday ordered the release from detention of former President Hosni Mubarak's two sons, who are on trial on insider trading charges. A court last week ordered the detention of the two wealthy businessmen before he adjourned the hearings until October 20th. A Turkish celebrity chef with restaurants all over the world is coming under attack after he posted videos on social media of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro feasting at his Istanbul restaurant amid claims that people in Venezuela are going hungry because of an ongoing economic crisis. Said others so overwhelmed that the restaurant's Yelp online review site with negative comments went dark. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.